Now, before we close with today's global hit, here's the answer to our geo quiz. We wanted to know where you'll find the ocean of storms. The answer, the moon. Apollo 12 landed there November 19th, 1969, 39 years ago today. Back on Earth, we're focusing at the close of our show today on a musical group from the San Francisco Bay Area. As the world's Marco Werman tells us, this band is about more than just music.
When you hear Eugene Rodriguez describe the CD of his band Los Cenzontles, it sounds like a fairly conventional fusion of traditional Mexico meets modern U.S.
On the cover, there's a picture of an old rustic requinto jarocho, an instrument from Veracruz, next to a Fender Stratocaster. So that's really kind of the idea of the record, to mix these different worlds together and create something a little different.
But really, what Rodriguez and Los Cenzontles are up to is a lot different. Kind of sounds like Southern rock with Mexican-style vocals. Los Cenzontles is, in fact, the marquee act of the Los Cenzontles Mexican Art Center. In the late 80s, musician and producer Eugene Rodriguez saw a rise in social problems among immigrant kids in San Pablo in the East Bay. The rape and murder of a 15-year-old girl was the final straw that led Rodriguez to create a shelter of sorts for those young people. At a very basic level, the Art Center would help keep Mexican-American kids out of trouble. But Rodriguez says something else was going on socially that he hoped Los Cenzontles Mexican Art Center would be able to address through music.
As Mexican-Americans, we grow up with a Mexican side and an American side, and often they don't reconcile into one thing. And I think that's something that I feel that we need to do, and not only to do it internally, but also as a community, and then to project that identity onto the American identity, because there are so many Americans of Mexican descent that I feel like, you know, this paradigm of America as a black and white country clearly is outdated. You know, there's a lot of Latinos too, and we need to inject our aesthetic and our soul into the American identity.
And that's where the band Los Cenzontles comes in and their latest CD, Songs of Wood and Steel. That tune, Naninan Upurin, features 28-year-old singer Lucina Rodriguez, no relation to Eugene. She came to the Bay Area when she was 11 and joined Los Cenzontles when she was 15.
I come from a family of musicians, so I grew up with music around, you know, the house and you know, but it was more of the danzón, which is more kind of Cuban. It's more of an orchestra sound, but I was only, you know, a little kid, so I was listening to what was popular at the time. So I didn't like any of the traditional, you know, ranchera and that style of music until I came to Los Cenzontles and the school, and I learned about it, and I learned to appreciate it and to love it.
When Eugene Rodriguez thinks about what Los Cenzontles can do, he likes to recall the sounds of the 60s.
Rock music, when young folks went to find blues masters, and then, you know, elevated this rural music into something that was to be admired and valued.
Los Cenzontles does that with rural Mexican musicians.
We work with an incredible gentleman who represents the most traditional of the mariachi. We all think of the mariachi as this giant orchestra, but he grew up in the ranches of southern Jalisco when the mariachi was just four people, two violins, guitarrón, and vihuela, and he's on our record. His name is Julián González on a song called Son de las Olas.
Ay, 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 las olas de la laguna. Ay, 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 unas vienen y otras van.
And when you listen to this old mariachi, it's quirky. It's more akin to bluegrass than it is to the modern mariachi, which is like an orchestra. No room for improvisation. So when we met Don Julian, he was washing dishes, you know, an elderly man washing dishes in the San Francisco Bay Area, because really nobody had any use for him.
Now a whole new young generation of Mexican-Americans has come to admire old masters like Julian González. When Eugene Rodriguez founded Los Cenzontles nearly 20 years ago, he says there was a self-consciousness about being Mexican. Young arrivals wanted to get lost in Anglo-American pop music. Then, in the 90s, a big wave of young Mexicans spread through California. They flew their musical roots like flags, Sinaloa corridos, Tijuana banda, and norteño. Now, says Rodriguez, those styles have waned a bit in popularity, but he thinks it means that Mexican kids have simply grown more comfortable with who they are.
A couple of days ago, we played for about 2,000 children at Royce Hall at UCLA, and most of the kids, when I asked, you know, if they had family from Mexico, most of the kids raised their little hands and with pride and yelled out where they were from with pride. And I really think that's a wonderful thing, without kind of that self-consciousness that I think previous generations had.
For The World, I'm Marco Werman.
The CD is titled Songs of Wood and Steel. By the way, it also features David Hidalgo, the lead man for Los Lobos. We'll have more information about the CD at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Lisa Mullins. Thanks for tuning in.
Ay, 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 ay.